Okay, hold the phone, asshole.
Okay, well, let's see here. Let me switch over my stream so I can see, hopefully. All right. We got here in the Midwest, like a bunch of 11 people died from how do I click on this? From all the cold. Was it cold out by you?
No, not really.
But
Well, I
does it
mean, not
snow
for
out
this
there?
area. Yeah, it snows. It's been in like the 40s this week.
Oh, I mean that's not that bad, I guess. But like, what's it say? People like 11 people. How do you die? I don't know, man. Like, is it actually homeless people dying from the cold, or because I don't know.
I
11
bet you
people
they have
dying.
documentation of how each person died. So if you looked it up, you could probably find out.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Well, minus 50 degrees in Milwaukee, Detroit, Minnesota. God, dude, minus 50. I'm assuming
Dude,
that's
where's that
Fahrenheit.
global warming at?
No, I mean, that makes sense though. Like, if it's warming overall in some places, I mean, it changes the weather. If like, even if you think about it logically, if some places it's getting hotter and evaporating more water, and like, I don't know, it just makes sense that the weather is going to be different from warming. It's not going to be warm necessarily all the time everywhere. It's going to change the weather patterns. Like, I don't know, I'm not a climatologist, but I just feel like that makes sense, no?
No, I mean, I was just kidding with the joke because that's what a lot of people have been saying.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think that really works, but I don't know.
Well, the response should just be it's not necessarily global warming, it's just climate change.
Yeah. I mean, what, when we were in school, I remember we watched the, what was it, Inconvenient Truth when we were in like ninth grade. And
I never
it was,
saw that.
you didn't watch it in our
No.
global
That's the one with
science.
Al Gore, right?
You didn't have Miss
She was the little Asian woman, right?
No.
No?
No. She's the really old white
Oh,
lady.
that
Yeah.
was
Yep.
right. Who's it? I know the name, I just can't.
She was the science teacher. Dickens was the English teacher. God. But we watched that. I feel like we watched that, and it was called global warming back then, but I mean they changed the terminology obviously. But
Well, I mean, not too many years ago, they called it global cooling.
really?
And that's what a lot of people argue. They're like, wait, why am I going to believe in global warming when just a few decades ago you were saying that the Earth was cooling down? What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know about like anything about this to really speak to it, but
Here's what I can tell you. I completely agree and believe that the climate is changing, but I understand how people can be skeptical because of the inconsistencies.
Yeah, I mean it's really hard to really predict that kind of stuff on like a grand scale, and like in say what 30 years out we're gonna be underwater or whatever. It's, I mean, I don't know. It's a touchy subject, and I don't know. Like it's super difficult because, well, we contribute a ton, but so does like China and India and other parts of the world, and I don't
Well,
know.
that's what a lot of conservatives are arguing. They're like, okay, so sure, this might actually be happening, but are we really going to paralyze our economy when everybody else is just going to be doing whatever the fuck they want?
Yeah, it's got to be like a global effort, you know, if you're gonna.
Like in Africa, they don't care that they have to burn tires to stay alive. Like they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it
Yeah.
makes sense that they would because they have no other option.
Yeah. It's a tough subject. I don't know. But yeah, here people are freezing to death, so I could see how some people, I don't know. But 45 below, talking about cows. I saw in this one article, like my grandparents have a place in Minnesota, and it mentioned that town. It's like a tiny little town that's like 10 miles from the Canada border. And they like talked about there, and it was like negative 50 or whatever. But I don't know. I don't have to worry about it. I live in sunny Southern California where it never drops below 60.
You guys have been getting smacked by rain, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. It's been pretty rainy, and it's a little sketchy because like in our area we had all the fires and stuff. So like, a couple weeks ago we had a mandatory evacuation for like mudslides, but they haven't had those again, so I don't know. But it's a little sketchy. Every year in this area, the same thing happens. You get the wildfires for like a week, and then literally the next week it's heavy rains, and then the mudslides come. It's a little sketchy.
I mean, it kind of cracks me up though, because in California, you always hear people say, "Oh my God, why would you live in Oklahoma where there are tornadoes? Like, it's your fault your fucking house got destroyed." Yet every year, California burns to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, where there's no place where they don't have like either crazy weather or like crazy natural disasters. And I don't know, we have the nice weather and we just have to deal with fires, every once in a while. But it's becoming more prevalent, I think.
I was reading this article. This is probably 3 years back when I saw it, but it was claiming that the reason why there have been so many more fires is because the Forest Service changed the way that it fight fires, and it started throwing a lot more money into actually fighting them versus preventing them. So that's why it just gets out of hand nowadays.
Yeah. Well, like when you look at my area that got burned, it's like there's houses that are literally up against brush and up against like there's nothing stopping a fire from taking out the whole town besides firemen, obviously. So there's got to be something like some ordinance where you have to have like a fucking 100 yards behind a house with nothing. Like no shrubbery or anything. If we're gonna like what if we're just gonna let these things happen, we gotta do something. I don't know.
100 yards is a lot of space.
Well, I don't know, dude, because it doesn't make a difference though. Like the fires jump freeways, which are I mean I guess they're not that big, but I don't know. I don't have any other ideas. But if you just look behind these houses, they're up against dry shrubbery. So there's got to be a better way to do it. What about 100 feet? I don't know. So there's got to be
Yeah.
something. A green belt.
The solution is just to have fire insurance.
No, that's not because that's not a solution. That's like you said. That's not preventative. That's like that happens after your house already burns down. You gotta have something in place so that your house doesn't burn down in the first place.
I don't see how you could possibly stop that from happening. It's just part of the game.
I guess.
If you build a house on the beach, I'm sure wind and water erosion are both going to fuck up your house eventually.
Yeah. Well, I guess. So what, we just live with it and just all buy insurance and then once a year we live with the reality our house might not be there the next day?
Well, if you want to fucking live in that area, yeah.
I guess. Yeah, but you even said that it's the I mean there's been an uptick in these fires recently, it seems like. And you're saying that the fire people they're doing more like they're doing less preventative, right? So wouldn't it stand to reason that if they did more preventative stuff, this wouldn't happen so often?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. I'm just saying every consequence, or not, that's not what I meant to say. Every action has a reaction.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter what you want to do. If you want to do the smart thing, sure, then don't build your house near a fucking
Fire area.
yes, thank
Well,
you.
it's coming down to insurance companies aren't even they're not even like insuring our areas anymore. Like I got like pretty annoyed like during it was like a week after the fires. I don't know if I told you this, but like I forgot it was like someone like we got kicked off of our home insurance because we're in a fire area obviously, and they don't want to pay shell out the money if our house goes up, right? And so we couldn't get. And then like a week after the fire, they put out this advertisement for their company and it showed all the destruction in California and it showed the signs in my town, right? It showed like the thank you firefighters, thank you first responders, like all the signs that our like community members put up on a commercial when won't actually insure our area. And it was pretty annoying that they did that. I don't know.
So, are you just going to go with a different company
Well,
then?
yeah, we got someone else, but it's just I don't know. It's annoying that they're benefiting off of like our misfortune when they won't. I mean, it'd be one thing if they insured our area and they were actually doing something to help, but the fact that they told us they couldn't insure us and then they use our community as their like I don't know, in their commercial to get more people. I don't know. It was just it bugged me, but you know.
No, I completely understand. I think that's shady as fuck, and somebody should call him out for it.
Dude, I like posted because I saw it on Instagram that popped up, and I posted in the comments and I said something about it. But honestly, know someone who wrote a bad review for someone on Yelp, and she got sued for it. It was like a completely factual Yelp review, and she got sued for it because it was negative. And I get worried about that now. Like, if I post something negative about or whatever online, like, are they gonna try and sue me and take all my money, you know? I don't know.
Well, that stuff happens all the time. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the videos on YouTube where people are saying, "Hey, this person copyright strikes me," and then it has nothing to do with their company, yet I'm losing all this money. They're going to try to take me to court.
I mean,
It's
PewDiePie's
just a
not so
way
ahead
of
of the.
bullying people. It's just a bullying tactic. Realistically, if you stand up to it, you're going to win, but they just try to silence you.
Most people don't have the money to sit through court and like the time and like it. I mean, it's a toll on you to go to court up against like a big company or whatever. So they know that you're not going to go up against them, and they know that they're going to lose if they if you do. But I mean, they're obviously benefiting. It's working for them, so they keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember what happened to H3 years a few years ago?
I
That
know
was a
that one.
huge thing with them.
And they're like in the law books now. Like that court case is in the law books for what's it called? I forget what the term is. Like fair use,
Fair
right? Yeah, fair
use.
use.
Yeah.
But I thought like, but that's different than like saying something negative about a company when it's true. Like if it was like I don't know. I don't want to say too much about it, I guess. But like, she made a perfectly like factual review about them. Like she had a service that wasn't done properly, and she wrote about it on Yelp, and she got sued for it, which I don't know. I didn't think was legal because it seems completely under the First Amendment, right? You can, I mean, I don't know.
Well, having the freedom of speech doesn't give you a blanket right to say whatever you want.
Well, if it's factual though,
Yes.
I mean, you could they I'm sure they were trying to say
Yeah, but you have to
slander or
prove.
libel.
Right, you have to prove that it's factual. That's the issue.
But they also have to prove damages though, right? They have to prove that what was said was wrong and that it damaged their company in some way, right?
Right, and that's established through a court of law. So they can sue whoever they want, and it can go to court. They'd probably lose. But they can still sue whenever they want.
That's true. I guess you can sue for anything. Doesn't mean you're gonna win. But yeah, it just sucks that these companies are like that. And it wasn't even a big company or anything. It was like, I mean, it was a smaller company, and they're just obviously they probably do it to a bunch of people. I don't know, but I feel like Yelp should do something about that.
Oh, dude, no, that's actually their business model.
Really? What do you
There's
mean?
so much, yeah, there's it's known that Yelp is a pay to play type of business where if you own your own company, you pretty much get extorted and Yelp comes to you and they say, "Hey, if you want us to list all your good reviews and hide the bad ones, you got to pay us X amount of dollars per month."
It really is that a real thing, or is that a conspiracy? Are
No,
you
I'm serious.
slandering them
Google.
right now?
No, I swear to
I just
God.
want to say I do not endorse or believe in anything being said on the other side right here.
Don't know my name yet, so it's
Yelp,
okay.
do not sue me, please.
I'm gonna track my ISP or my IP address.
Dude, you're in trouble. No, but is that's a real thing that they're doing?
Yeah, I'm telling you, just Google it. You'll find so many articles about it.
That sucks.
That's why I don't use Yelp, among other things. Like, internet reviews are such a scam, even on Amazon, which I hate to say because I always use Amazon reviews to decide what I'm gonna buy. There have been so many cases of fake reviews or companies paying to scrub all the negative results or to just pay for random people to make fake reviews that are positive for their product. It's so annoying.
But how are they proving? Like, how do you prove that that's happening?
I'd have to look into the specifics of it because I don't know how they actually did it. I mean, maybe some people just came forward and said, "This is what's happening." I think when it comes to Yelp, a big part of the reason why they were exposed is because business owners who weren't involved anyway whatsoever tried to like get on Yelp, and then Yelp said something along the line, "Yes, for hold on, my computer's dying." Hold on. Yeah, like they got a message from Yelp saying like you have to pay for the service, and then we'll provide certain things for your business, like we'll get rid of your bad reviews, something like that.
That's interesting. I didn't
They're
know it
busy.
was like that. I thought you I don't know. I don't know what I thought because I haven't used Yelp, but anyways,
Well, it's not supposed to be like
yeah,
that, but they found it's more profitable if you do that.
obviously. But oh, that's annoying. Well, I mean, it sketches me out. Like I get freaked out to post things to social media, and I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I should. I'm being suppressed just by the thought that I might get in trouble for doing something or posting something. I don't know.
Oh, dude, I could say so much about that. Like when I worked and when I was in sociology, which is, the cutting edge of PC and all that other bullshit. So there were so many instances where I had to silence myself because I was actually afraid that if I did say something, I would lose my job. And I don't know if I told, I don't know if I ever told you this directly, but there were at least two occasions where I was told that my opinion didn't hold any weight because I was a white male.
No, like
And
directly
that
you said that? Or you were
That I
told
was
that?
told that. Yeah, and this isn't
Like
by students. Go
verbatim.
ahead.
Though that was said to you, like those words were said to you.
I said, I'm trying to remember the specifics, but the response was like, how would you know you're a white male? Or, of course you would say that you're a white male. Like, what the fuck are you trying to tell me right now? And this wasn't students that told me. Like, I wouldn't really care because students can be stupid and say shit like that. These were actually staffers, and in one occasion, my boss who said this to me. He himself was a white male. And I always hated it because I'm like, dude, catch me in a debate and I will tear you apart. Because what they're saying, they have no, they're it's pretty much just talking points that they're repeating. They don't actually understand what they're saying, nor do they have the ability to actually look into it, but at the logic behind it.
It's a nice sound bite to say, like, oh,
Exactly.
yeah. I heard that used recently. I was watching something. I mean, I hate these videos where it's just like people go out and try and trigger people at like the Women's March or whatever, like those kind of things. But something like that came up where this, I think it was at a like a pro or whatever, pro-abortion or pro-choice rally. And one of the people said, "You can't, how can you know anything about this because you're a man or whatever, right?" And I don't know. It's like just because you don't directly aren't directly affected doesn't mean you can't have an opinion or know facts about something. In any case, not just abortion, just obviously any case, you know. And
Yeah, I get really annoyed when people say that for the same reason that you just stated. Like, if we talk about abortion, I think we talked about it previously that I'm pro-choice. But that being said, a lot of the rhetoric that I hear from the pro-choice side is just fucking gross. And it's so disappointing to hear people talk like that, even though I agree with the end point. It's like that's the logic you're using to get there. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the difference, like the difference now between being leftist and being, I don't know what, like liberal or classical liberal or I don't know, more moderate or whatever. It's just there's a difference now, I think.
Yeah, and the difference is if you're a classic liberal now, you're pretty much a conservative.
I mean, that's what it seems like. Like,
So I can't make fun of you anymore because you're officially a conservative.
I guess. Well, I told you this whole time, like from the beginning, that you thought I was like other people that we know. But I told you I'm like I'm on every issue I'm different, like, and I probably contradict myself on a lot of different issues, but I don't know. I don't think I lean too far to one side or the other. I don't know, man.
But can you blame me when I know how your sister is like? I just assumed it had to run in the family, you know? Dude, your stories about her crack me up, but at the same time, it's just painful.
Yeah, but I also feel like you think that every story I say is about the same sibling, and like I have a gaggle of them, so it's
Oh, I
kind of,
know.
you know, it's not fair to put all the stories under one person, you know. They each have equally messed up views on different things, but I don't know.
Did they all go to the same school?
No, they, well, I mean, high school, but no, they went to different colleges.
I mean, at least one went to Berkeley, right?
No, San Francisco.
Wow, same shit.
Dude, honestly, it was like, it was a bad decision. I don't know. It's not a good decision
I'm not
making
kidding
tree.
when I say a lot of these people go to college and they actually get radicalized.
Yeah, it changes your I don't know, your worldview, I guess.
It's so frustrating though, because I mean, you know better than anyone because you have to listen to this crap all the time. But if you actually take the time to delve into the topics and you get to the root of the cause, like they have nothing there. It's just because they heard it from someone and it sounds good.
Yeah, like one of my big annoyances, you can say what you will about Ben Shapiro or whatever, but you can't say he's a Nazi, right? I think, and we can all agree that he's not a Nazi, right? And I was getting into this conversation with my sister about like free speech or whatever, and like suppressing like specifically conservative speakers from speaking at Berkeley and wherever else, right? And she said she didn't even know what his name was, and she's like, "Yeah, well, that they were trying to ban that Nazi from talking at Berkeley recently." And I was like, "Wait, so you're either talking about Bill Maher, who's obviously not a Nazi, or Ben Shapiro, who is obviously not a Nazi. So, what are you talking about? You're just saying that because someone told you that they're trying to ban a Nazi from Berkeley, and even still, I mean." No one agrees with Nazis, but if they want to speak, like that's what happens in this country. You either ban it all or you let it all happen, you know?
Yeah, there's so much that can be said about that. First of all, Ben Shapiro, he is our Lord and Savior.
Okay.
Second, and to the Nazi thing, actually, I have two, three things actually. Second thing is that, let's say someone was actually a Nazi and they actually did get a speaking opportunity. You're just helping that person by drawing attention to them and getting them media attention.
Yeah.
Because then all the fucking weirdos in their basement are going to say, "Oh, wow, this guy's interesting. I like what he's saying." And they're just going to get even more followers.
Yeah.
It's sort of like when you go to a really like touristy area, for instance, in Santa Monica, back when I used to live out there, every now and then you would get people who would go to Third Street and they would have those signs that say like God hates fags and all that other crap. And I would always think, people, stop engaging with them. If you pretend that they don't exist, nobody's going to give a shit. And they'll just disappear, guaranteed. But if you start recording them and if you start like harassing them, you're just strengthening their cause.
Yeah, they get on
And
the
it's
LA
really frustrating.
Times and the news and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And before you know it, like for some reason, they're the victim. So just don't even engage with them.
Yeah.
But then the final thing I was going to bring up was a frustrating thing that I have with debates is that although, and even if it's not a debate, let's just say it's, just talking to someone else, I like to do it because I have a personal interest in how people's minds work and the choices they make. But at the same time, I am interested genuinely in hearing what they have to say, because maybe I'll find out that they're not the person I thought they were, or maybe they'll say something really interesting.
Yeah, or you'll
But I run
change your
into this.
mind.
Yeah, it's possible. But I run into this issue with a lot of people where they just cannot accept certain facts. And of
Yeah.
course, people will say, "Oh, well, that's not necessarily a fact." Like, sure, that might be the case in some instances. But in other cases, there are indisputable facts that if you can't agree with them, like, I don't know how I can talk with you. Like, if you actually think that Ben Shapiro is a Nazi, I just don't know what I can say to you.
Yeah. But that's not coming. I can't imagine that's coming from anyone that actually has sat down and listened to anything he has said.
They always say, "Oh, yeah, I've heard him speak." No, you haven't.
And my big thing is, well, I mean, we should some other time we should probably get on the conversation of like suppressing speech and that kind of stuff. But my thing is, if you tell, even if he's a Nazi and you prevent him from speaking, right? Is he gonna change his views? Like, what's gonna, he's not gonna stop becoming a Nazi just because you suppressed him from speaking to people, right? I mean, I guess maybe the logic is if you think he's a Nazi, he's telling other people to be a Nazi, and he's causing more Nazis to come out, right? But I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. You're not changing anyone's view by preventing them from speaking.
Right. And it's like the whole thing with the Gillette commercial. Do you think that one wife beater decided to stop beating his wife because Gillette told him to stop it? Let's be real here. Come on. It's not like this guy's like, oh shit, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to rape.
Oh my, this whole time?
Thanks, Gillette.
This whole time I wasn't
I
supposed to do
know.
that?
But
Well,
speaking of, I was shaving the other day
yeah.
and then I looked down at my razor and it said Gillette on it.
Oh
I'm like,
no.
fuck.
You throw it out the
It sucks though, because I bought it at Costco, which means I have like another 50 of them. So I'm gonna boycott Gillette as soon as I'm done with that 50th razor. It's gonna take 2 years or so.
You're a frugal man. You're not gonna waste them, obviously.
Nah, man, I'm a capitalist after all.
Man, well, in the words of Ethan Klein, you're a razor company. What are you doing? Like,
Dude, do you watch Joe Rogan?
yeah.
He
Watch a
was
lot of his
saying the same
clips, but
thing.
who do you remember who he had on? I don't remember if I saw him talking about it, but I think he talked about it multiple times.
No, I just saw the clip of him, but he was basically saying, like, bro, what are you doing? You're a shaving company. You're trying to sell more razors. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't like, I don't know. I don't know why, but I just don't like when any company comes out with their worldviews. Like, I just sell your stuff to me, and that's it. Like, that's the relationship I have with you. You sell something that I like, I buy something that I like. You know, I don't need to know that In-N-Out is super religious. I don't need to know that Chick-fil-A doesn't like gay people. I don't need to know that Oreos really likes gay people. Like, just sell me your stuff, and if I like it, I'll buy it.
Dude, that whole Chick-fil-A boycott was a whole crock of shit.
Why?
Because, okay, if I remember correctly, it was the CEO or like the owner, one person who has traditional Christian values. He said something along those lines. And because of that, people took the entire company and they're saying, oh, they hate gays. We need to boycott them. And of course, the boycott was not successful because that spicy chicken sandwich is too damn good. But it's just such a joke. Like, can a man not have one value without you trying to attack his business? Get over yourself.
I'm okay, but okay, using that same logic, why are you gonna stop using Gillette because of their views? I think I got you, dude.
No, I mean, no, you're right. I'm just thinking of an actual response to that. I guess the difference is I'm not taking a social media and trying to get other people to join my bandwagon.
Yeah, but there
For
are
me,
people doing that. I mean,
what?
there are people doing that. And I think that's just, I
Yeah.
mean, it's just as equal as someone who doesn't like Chick-fil-A for their views. It's the same sort of thing.
But in response to what you're saying, I guess the better answer now that I'm thinking of it is Chick-fil-A didn't make those statements. It was the owner that was speaking as an individual. Gillette as a
That's true.
company was the one that came out against toxic masculinity.
Yeah, that's a good distinction, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just need them to keep quiet. Is that messed up to tell? I mean, you're telling them to suppress their speech, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it's a good business model, to be honest, because if you come down on one side of any political view, you alienate half of your base, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's just, I just don't think it's a good business model, you know?
Yeah, and like you said, I wouldn't prevent any company from doing that. If you want to, if Gillette wants to make more commercials that are, anti-man, if you want to call it that, that's fine. I don't really care. It annoys me, but then it's my right to just not buy that product. And if I want to go and start a social media campaign about it, I can do that. I think that's really annoying. But, everybody has a personal choice and the market will respond.
Yeah, that's true. Overall, that's what'll happen.
But like I said in that previous text, I was watching Jordan Peterson's reaction to Gillette's commercial, and it was hilarious because right off the bat he's like, well, first of all, I don't like it. And then he says,
Well, first of all,
I'd rather have my corporations greedy and not virtuous. Basically saying, when they're greedy, you can sort of predict what's going to happen and you understand their drives. But as soon as you add in virtue into it, it all just gets muddy and gross.
I don't know. My opinion on Jordan Peterson is I think we have different opinions.
Don't you say anything negative about my Jordan Peterson.
I know you're a big fanboy of his. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of times, maybe if he would just cut the rhetoric out and like trying to use like big boy words and just fucking say what he's trying to say, I would like him better. Maybe it's just over my head. You know, I'll just admit that maybe I'm not smart enough to understand what he's saying. But I feel like just sometimes he just says a bunch of words and he just goes in circles, and then Joe Rogan will just interject, and then he'll be like, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Just like, dude, just get to what you're trying to say and say it concisely. I don't know. That's why like Shapiro or someone like that is just like, they state the facts if you agree with them or not. But like, I think Peterson kind of walks around things or uses words that don't, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me take a moment to defend my man.
Okay.
There are two reasons why he does that. The first one is that he's a psychologist. So the issues that he's dealing with, it's kind of hard to put down on paper because there's a lot of nuance, and it's really differs from person to person on the inner workings of their mind. So when he gets to certain concepts, it's hard to just give a straight definition.
Yeah.
And second, I think the bigger issue, even it's not really an issue, just a reason why he does it, is he's not really a debater. If you ask him a question, a lot of times he'll stop to think about it.
Yeah, I do like that. I like that.
He'll even say when he's giving the answer, he's like, well, I haven't really had the time to really think about this or put it in a really simple to explain way.
Yeah.
So that's why it comes out that way that you're describing. Like, for instance, when you asked me, how does, you know, Chick-fil-A compare to Gillette? I couldn't respond right away. That's not my profession.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of nice seeing someone like him who actually takes the time to think about something. And yeah, sure, the answer might not be that pretty, but it feels a lot more genuine.
Yeah, I do like that about him. Like, there was, what's the Australian guy on Comedy Central? I think he's on, maybe not Comedy Central, that does one of those like late night shows like once a week or whatever. Whatever his name is, he's like the Trevor Noah, but he's like Australian, whatever. But like, he did this like gotcha moment with Peterson where he was talking about the thing where, like, we've had this conversation where the baker who didn't want to do a gay wedding or whatever, and then he asked Peterson something like, oh, would it be okay if the baker didn't want to do a black wedding or whatever. And he thought about it. He like, I think he sat and thought about it. He's like, what? You know, I haven't really thought about it that way. And then they like cut away and made it like a gotcha moment. Like, oh wow. Look at this idiot. Like he contradicted himself or whatever, but I don't know. I think it's better that he actually like thought about it and said, you know, I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it that way. Instead of just giving an opinion, like an uninformed opinion that he hasn't thought about yet.
Right. And I remember when, like you said, they were trying to use that clip against him to make him look bad. And like, there's this whole game of who can be the first person to take down Jordan Peterson. And it's really annoying. Mm-hmm. But after that happened, Peterson was on Rogan's show. And then Joe asked him about that. And Jordan's like, look, I don't really talk about topics like that. I haven't had the time to think of an answer. So that's why I didn't really have one.
Mm-hmm.
And people were trying to go after him like, ha, gotcha. But
yeah.
It's not really like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I like that about him, that he doesn't want to misspeak or be misrepresented, which is a good thing, obviously. You know.
Yeah, which is why it's so funny when people try to out him as like a Nazi or a white supremacist, when he's so careful about what he says.
Yeah.
He's very self-aware in that regard.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe what I'm trying to say is that he overanalyzes everything. It's like, I don't know. I don't know a specific question, but he'll be like, oh yeah, man. Like, I don't, he just like overanalyzes it. And like, he puts the psychology into it when I feel like it doesn't always need the psychology in it.
No, you're right. Cause for instance, I mean, I have his book, and in one chapter he talks about chaos versus order and like feminine versus masculine, and it was all very confusing to me, and I couldn't really follow that part of the book. Mm-hmm. So there's certainly occasions where he, in my opinion, brings in too much psychology. Maybe that's just me not understanding what he's saying, which is probably what it is. Or maybe it's just too psychological and it doesn't need to be. So yeah, I can get a feel for what you're talking about.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't understand him. Yeah, but oh, I just opened up another article. Did you? There's this thing where like, what's it called, the INF or something? I don't know. I just read this article and it sketched me out a little bit because you know how I'm scared of Russia.
Yeah.
But like, there was this, what's it called, INF something or other, where like we agree to not like have an arms race with Russia, and we couldn't come to an agreement. But
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't feel that scared about Russia as I do.
Well, I was aware of Trump stopping that treaty or whatever he did. But here's the thing, we already have enough nukes to level the entire Earth like 5,000 times over. So the idea that we're going to get into a nuclear arms race again, I just don't really understand why that even matters because like we already have so many.
Yeah. Well, so
So I'm
it
not particularly
says
scared.
the INF treaty was designed to keep ground-based nuclear weapons out of Europe. And like, I mean, I guess what you're saying, like ground-based doesn't really matter anymore because we have them. We can shoot them from here and hit anywhere in the world, I guess. So it doesn't really, I guess, make a difference. But I don't know. Russia sketches me out a little bit. There's a little picture of Gorbachev there with his little birthmark on his head. I don't know.
Yeah. What we need to do, this is sort of off topic, but we need to do our own meme review at some point. But in response to the whole Russia thing, honestly, I'm not really impressed by Russia. They have a very small economy comes to in comparison to so many other nations. Sure, they have a lot of military might, but there are huge logistical issues of taking that army and bringing it to the US. The amount of resources that it would take them to do that is just
I mean,
beyond
didn't you
comprehension.
hear Sarah Palin? She can see Russia from her house. Like they can get ships right across that bit. Was it the Bering Strait over there? Dude, they'd
Sure,
be
they
in
can have
Sarah Palin's
Alaska.
backyard.
They can have Alaska. That's
Okay, that's true.
fine.
They can have it. They can take it.
But yeah, like sure, there the issue with Russia is that if things go according to how I think that they're going to go and how a lot of other people think they're going to go, they're pretty much just going to slowly take over Europe one country by one and turn into the Soviet Union again, which is just going to be a repeat of the previous two world wars, pretty much. I'm a lot more concerned with China for a number of different reasons. One of them being how they pretty much own our country. I haven't looked at the actual numbers, but the amount of property that they own here in the States,
No, I've heard that. I've heard that.
not even looking at debt, just pure stuff that they own. And then also there's the whole idea of them having the same technology that we do, so they could easily hack us and take down our satellites, all that. Anything tech related, they can match us pretty much one to one. And the third issue, which I think might be a powder keg, I'm not sure, is the whole issue with them building islands in the South China Sea and basically claiming those islands as theirs or other land as theirs or other parts of the ocean as international waters. Because there have already been plenty of instances where we have sent out our own planes just to fly over international areas. And then China will radio our pilots and say, "Hey, this is Chinese territory. You better leave now." And something like that could easily turn into an armed conflict, whether, it could be something really small or it could be an accident where somebody gets shot down. But something so small like that could really start a serious war, especially when Japan already has issues with China and we have issues with China. It could be a mess.
But why are we even militarized like that? Like, why can't we just be friends? You know what I mean? Why are we even flying by and like having encounters with them like that? Why can't it just be like, I mean, what? Because they're the aggressor and they're building these islands and stuff? Why is that a big issue
Well,
to us?
because there are treaties that say, okay, this part of the ocean is international. Nobody can stake claim to this part of the ocean. It's for everybody to use. And China, in some instances, saying, no, we're going to say that this is ours and we have full rights to it. You're not allowed to go here. So, as an exercise for us to just go to these places and say, yes, this is international waters, we send planes out there. Meanwhile, China's already there and they say, oh, no, you're wrong. This is not, well, this is ours. So, it's just a conflict of interest where we're just trying to keep things international and they're trying to take it over.
And they, I mean, they got a big military and they got bajillions of people. And I mean, would Russia side with them in that kind of war? That'd be interesting.
That's a good question. It'll be interesting to see which countries take which side. Like,
Well, I mean,
obviously,
Russia's not going to take
Russia.
our side. So it's either they stay out of it and then just like, I don't know, maybe they do what we did during World War II and just kind of like aid, you know, we aided Britain or whatever and kind of stayed out of it. So maybe they do that with China and just give them like weapons and information and that kind of stuff. Stay out of it and then, I don't know.
I know, but even outside of that, let's say it's not China that we go to war with. Let's say any war, like, are going to be together. So it'll be interesting to see which superpowers are going to team up with other countries. So allies versus Axis, what is it going to be?
I mean, I was honestly like pretty worried about a world war happening when like the big stuff with North Korea was happening a couple, what, like last year, I guess, around this time.
Yeah, I was worried about that back in like middle school and early high school. But
Really?
now they've been issuing hollow threats for decades now, and they're not going to do anything. So I'm not particularly worried about it.
Well, I don't think it's the problem with them. Like, they're not going to do it. Like, North Korea's not going to affect us, probably, right? Like, if they send a nuke, we either intercept it or it, I mean, maybe hits us. But the fact that China is going to back them up and then any retaliation from us will cause a war with us and China, I think, would be the bigger issue, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure that they would back them up, but
Well, they give them a ton of stuff, right? Aren't they the biggest like supplier and like prop of North Korea?
yeah, I think the issue is that China hasn't put any pressure on them, so we're trying to affect China to actually do that, but they don't really care.
I mean, well, they're not gonna just give up all the money they have in there just because we don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
International politics, not really my thing. I'm not well versed enough in it.
Yeah, I mean, but the good thing is we have aged out of the draft, so there's that. We're not going anywhere.
I would be more worried that if we had a draft, I mean, nowadays we have so many fucking soy boys that we're not going to be able to fight.
There's no way.
Here's the deal.
Oh,
Let's talk about World War II real quick.
God. Okay.
So back before the war ended, Japan was, they were metal as fuck, dude. They were like murdering people with samurai
Yes,
swords.
they were horrible.
They had this cool ass armor that they would wear. Like, they were just the shit.
Wait, are you talking about during World War II?
I'm just saying, not only World War II, but their whole culture, like the whole samurai culture. And I'm aware, yes, they were not samurai in World War
Yeah,
II.
no, I'm saying, but they were fucking horrible during World War II, dude. The things
I
they
know, but
did in
that's
China,
not where I'm
like,
going with this.
okay, go. I, because I'm not backing you if you're glorifying Japan at all during World War II, but
No,
okay.
no, no, no. What I'm saying is, they used to be men, all right?
Oh my
They were
God.
badasses. They used to do some pretty badass shit. Whether or not that'd be morally righteous or not, that's up for debate.
Okay.
But then we bombed the shit out of them, and next thing you know, they were drawing Hello Kitty.
I
So what they did, what two nuclear bombs did to them, we're doing to ourselves through PC culture.
Are you equating the modern left to Japan after being
Yes. They're
nuked?
pussified.
Okay. I don't I mean, I'm gonna be fair, I have thought about the correlation between the nuclear, I don't know, Holocaust that happened in Japan and their I don't know, the way that they are without being offensive. But I don't know. I don't know if there's any like actual evidence that the nuclear radiation did that kind of stuff to them. But I get what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not saying it was the radiation. I think they just got shell shocked.
Okay. But just by the sheer fact that we just destroyed them, we just took two cities off the map with our power. It just changed their whole, I don't
Yeah,
know,
and
worldview.
now Japanese guys are killing themselves and they're not getting laid.
I
It's the same thing we're seeing here in the States.
mean, yeah, I guess, but they have a slightly smaller population than we do.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with it?
I mean, we still have, because we still have a huge population that, I guess, in your words, are manly men who can still fight for us.
Yeah, thank God for the South.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one time that the South comes in handy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but I feel like, I don't know. I guess that's it's totally off topic, but Japan during World War II was f they were fucked. Like we had to watch some what's that? I don't know that guy's name that does all like the History Channel documentaries or whatever. And the Japanese, they have like Japanese soldiers on there and they're like, "Yeah, straight face." He's like, "Yeah, we put women and children into a building, and then we just burned the building down, you know. We just did. We had to do it for our country." Like that is not the manly man, like that we want to have, Gillette or not, you know. That's fucked. Like that's nationalism to the max, you know. That's unnecessary.
Yeah, I forgot what I was watching. I don't know if it was a video or like a read, but it was saying it made a list of all like the horrible shit that Japan has done in the past. But then it said once they got nuked twice, like we totally forgave them for everything and now it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, now we're friends with them. But, well,
Yeah,
it's
but
weird
like
because we brought them out of hiding. It was like, I don't remember, it was late 1800s when a guy went over there on a ship and was like, "Hey guys, you wanna trade with us?" And they're like, "No." Nah. And we're like, "No, you wanna trade with us?" And then before that, they weren't even like on the world stage. And then we brought it, we caused this whole thing to happen. Was Matthew Perry,
Yeah.
the guy's name, but I don't know that because I'm not a history nerd. But yeah, we caused Japan to become on the world stage, and I mean they helped us in World War I, to be fair. But yeah, the atrocities in World War II were not good.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say to that though, other than it happened and hopefully it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, yeah, hopefully not. We haven't seen a world war in what, 70 years? I don't know. I hope we never get to that point again because it won't end well. I have another article up right now, which is something that we talked about recently. In California, 33.7% of the workforce is foreign born. Any comment on that?
Not really. I mean, when you say foreign born, does that mean they came here legally or illegally? That's the only distinction I would make.
That is a good point. Let me do a little search for illegal. Okay. I can't spell. I only see two instances of illegal in that. No, only one. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably insinuating that they're not all legal. 'Cause why would it matter if they're not, if they are legal, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're making the case. Maybe it's a good thing that we're bringing in so much talent from overseas. That's how I would look at it. Like, for instance, if you look at a company like Tesla, who just hires a shit ton of foreign-born people because they're really skilled and we need that. Maybe that article is just making the case that that's a good thing and we're bringing talent from overseas.
Yeah. I
I would say
mean,
the opposite side of that argument that I've heard is that the issue with bringing in those people is that we have people here that can do the same work, but they're just bringing people from overseas because they can pay them less.
yeah, that's not fair, obviously. Like, fair enough if you come from overseas and you work and you get paid and all that properly. and you earn your job or whatever. But yeah, if they're just doing it to undercut the wages and stuff, it's obviously messed up.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're bringing in foreign talent, I couldn't care less, and I can't back this up, but I'm pretty sure that those people who are being brought in tend to be people who assimilate extremely fast and tend to be very productive.
Yeah.
So those are the people that we want here.
Well, I think, I mean, I put this up like too long ago when I read it, but I'm pretty sure it said a lot of them are coming from Silicon Valley. So it's like more from Asia.
Which is where Tesla is.
Is it? I thought it was in Long Beach.
Well, I'm sure they have multiple offices, but
yeah,
they have a huge factory up in Fremont.
Oh yeah, yeah. But those obviously aren't the ones that Trump's talking about that are coming from south of the border. The ones that are in Silicon Valley and all that. But
I don't know. Maybe they have a lot of janitors.
Stop it. Open that link I sent you right now on the Discord. Because I read this article, and I don't know why, I thought it was a little funny. It was like, where did I have it open? The U.S. government shipped plutonium from South Carolina to Nevada, and apparently Nevada, like, was like, no, you can't do that, because we don't want it, either we don't want it being transported, or we don't want it in our state, and whoever did it, I don't know what agency did this, but they're like, yeah, fuck you, and they did it anyways. I just thought it was kind of funny, like the disagreement between like federal and local or state government.
Yeah, that's an interesting case of states' rights.
Yeah, like well, but you have, I mean, no conspiracy theory here, but you have like Area 51 and stuff is in Nevada, right? And they have a lot of like, isn't most of the state like federally owned?
Yeah, I think it's like 80 or 90%.
Yeah. So is it fair for the 10% of the, is it fair for the governor of Las Vegas, which is like the only city in the state, to be like, nah, we don't want that happening? Like Nevada,
that's a good question.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said he's beyond outraged by this complete unacceptable deception. So I don't know. I just thought it was kind of funny, the bickering between them.
Because I'm sure they would argue that it's a matter of national security.
Yeah.
In which case, that kind of trumps any other state's rights issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to.
Well, I didn't read too much into it. I don't really know the big issue with it. I mean, I'm assuming. Well, they weren't allowed to say when it was happening, like when this transfer was happening, because I guess it's national security, right? If like fucking ISIS finds out that we're transporting a whole boatload of plutonium to Nevada, they can blow it up or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a physicist. I don't know what happens when plutonium goes haywire, but I thought that was interesting. You have anything else to discuss?
I think that's good for a first episode.
Yeah.
I think realistically, have you talked to, what's his name, about this?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like he would be a good person to have on.
Yeah, he's a good talker. Yeah, maybe I'll get him into it.
I'm sure we could expand on what we're actually doing.
Well, the thing that I'm trying to display is that it's real people talking, you know? Like, we're not famous. We have no clout. We have no sponsors that are, like, changing our views or anything. It's like, two real people discussing real views, you know? When you talk about...
Since you bring that up, I should disclose that I am sponsored by the NRA.
Okay, yeah. And Gillette, or no? Did you lose that
sponsor? Fuck Gillette. I dropped them.
You dropped them and you picked up Chick-fil-A, or no?
I dropped them and I picked up a baseball bat to beat my wife.
Oh my god. All right, well, this whole podcast is out the window now because I have to delete it. I know, we gotta do this. Yeah, no, dude, my megabits are down to 6 again. Fuck. We gotta do this in
you
the
probably
time
couldn't
no
even
home.
Play Minecraft at
no,
those
dude,
speeds.
Fucking no, I couldn't. Dude, I couldn't play Brick Breaker or fucking Minesweeper at this point. Anyways, what are her political views, if I might ask?
I don't know, actually. We never talked about it.
Oh, are you kidding me, dude? I feel like that's the first thing that you would, because you just said girlfriend, which is, I'm just gonna say that's like a big step for you, because I didn't even know you haven't had a girlfriend since NAMM, have you?
Okay. Hold the phone, asshole.
Let me stop the recording. No, but
No,
no,
please
I'm just
continue. It's
I'm just saying, like. No, I